Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Christians and friends, it's time for Sunday School on the Air. Yes, it's Sunday School on the Air, your weekly spiritual and educational experience. I am your radio minister, the Superintendent, R.D. Vann. This broadcast comes your way each week at this hour through the facilities of blogtalkradio.com and is dedicated to all who seek the Lord. You may dial our listeners' line 646-721-9970. Get your quarterly, your commentary, paper, pen, and Bible. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Gather the family together and let's study the Sunday School lesson for the week.
Welcome to this week's edition of Sunday School on the Air. Again, I am your radio minister, the Sunday School Superintendent, Rico Vance, R.D. Vance. And as always, I count it a plum-pleasing pleasure and honor and a privilege to come into your homes, your places of employment, places of confinement, wherever you are, to bring you this spiritual educational experience. And we've been on the air off and on now, I believe we'll make 7 years. As a matter of fact, I know it will make at least 7 years because today is my anniversary. Yes, my friends, on August 8, 2008, was the anniversary of my ordination to the gospel ministry that I received under the hand of Bishop W.C. Green in Clovis, New Mexico, at the First Church of God in Christ in Clovis, New Mexico, during the annual convocation of the New Mexico jurisdiction. And wow, a lot has happened in 7 years, and I am still grateful for the open door opportunity that was given to me. And my ordination mate, Pastor Joe Nathan Haywood, down in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Valley Grove Christian Center. So let's just say that tonight's broadcast will be dedicated to the two of us. On the anniversary of our ordination into the gospel ministry. So grateful for all of those of you that have tuned in from coast to coast, from California to Connecticut, from Missouri down to Mississippi and all points there in between. And the broadcast also goes out to our service people and listeners, even in foreign lands, wherever our voice can be heard. This broadcast goes out to you, and especially you. I don't have very many announcements. I really want to get into the lesson this week. And we're talking about a choice to be just. A choice to be just. I kind of like to just add to it and say, I choose justice. I choose justice. And our scripture readings will come from Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 15. And then if you just want to do a little extra reading, I suggest Ezra chapter 7, verses 1, verse 6, and then verses 21 through 28. But we'll be working with Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 15, And not only will I be using the King James Version tonight, I'll also be using my trusty, complete Jewish Bible. And mainly for the sake of the study of, for word study, Jeremiah 7, verses 1 through 5. And then there are other translations that I may use along this broadcast as well. I don't have any announcements, so let's just get right to it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this radio broadcast. We thank you for this radio ministry. We thank you for each and every person that has tuned in tonight, whether live by way of Blog Talk Radio, those that have dialed in on the listener line. Thank you, God, for what you're getting ready to speak to us through your holy word. And we will make it a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway, and that we will hide your word in our hearts. We will let it be planted in the fallow ground of our hearts, that we may not sin against you, but that we will live a holy, righteous, and a victorious life through your Son, Jesus Christ. I hide behind your cross that you might abound, that the saints of God, your created people, will be edified, that you will be glorified, and that the devil in hell will be horrified at the great things that you're going to do in us, through us, and for us. For it is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ I pray. Amen. So, Jeremiah chapter 7, hopefully you have located it in your Bible, on your Bible apps, either on your phone, your tablet. You might be at your computer and going through it from there. Listen, I want you to text someone right now. If you're listening live, text someone, 646-721-9970. 646-721-9970. And that way they can listen to the broadcast live and direct right now. And later on, if they decide they want to listen to it through the archive, they can always go to the website blogtalkradio.com/GTMTWRD, and they can listen to the archive lesson, the archive show, or they can even download it to their iPod, their iPad, even to Android devices. So it's very user-friendly and very technology-based. Let me read to you Jeremiah 7, 1 through 15. And I'll kind of meander between King James and the complete Jewish Bible. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, stand in the gate, or stand at the gate of the house of Adonai, which is the Lord's house, and proclaim this word. Listen to the word of the Lord, Adonai, all you from Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord, Adonai. Here is what Adonai Zevot, or the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, says. Improve your ways, or in the King James it says, amend your ways and your doings. And I will cause you to dwell in this place. Don't rely on that deceitful slogan, the temple of Adonai, the temple of Adonai. These buildings are the temple of Adonai. No, but if you really improve your ways and actions, if you really administer justice between people, if you stop oppressing foreigners, orphans, and widows, if you stop shedding innocent blood in this place, and if you stop following other gods to your own harm, then I will let you stay in this place, in the land I gave to your ancestors forever and ever. I want to stop right there. and deal with those particular verses in this week's lesson. Listen again. Improve your ways or amend your ways. Amend your ways. Listen, that's a message of life right there. We oftentimes, I'm going to get my words together just a little bit here. We oftentimes put our trust in the wrong places, in the wrong things. We put our trust in, I can hear this passage of scripture that says, some trust in chariots, some trust in horses. But we will put our trust in the Lord our God. Look around today, we're putting our trust in the wrong thing. We put our trust in Facebook and Twitter. We put our trust in the Supreme Court. We put our trust in the criminal justice system. We put our trust in Jerry Springer. We put our trust in Dr. Phil. We put our trust in Yann LaVanzant. We put our trust in Judge Judy, in Oprah Winfrey. We put our trust in all of the wrong things. We put our trust in some of the hip-hop artists. We put our trust in the spoken word artists. We put our trust in anybody that comes up with a quote that sounds good. But everything that sounds good is really not good. And here lately, some people are putting their trust in the thoughts and the thoughts and the feelings of Nation of Islam leader Minister Louis Farrakhan. But there's no way in the world that any of us Christians, Christ followers, should be following after anyone that is not really adhering to and preaching the word of our God, not any other God, but the word of the Lord God of Israel. Let this sink in. The prophet's message begins on a loud, clear note. The people of Judah live where they do by God's permission and God's gift. Their standing is conditional. Only by submitting to him can they remain in the land. Lying words. Trust ye not in lying words, saying the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, of these. Lying words are especially powerful and tragic when the lie is one that we tell ourselves. A lie is bad when we tell it, but it's tragic when we tell it to ourselves, and especially when we begin to believe the lie. Because now we don't have the truth in us, and now we're believing that untruth. Therefore, we'll never be free from the bondage of sin. They have convinced themselves that the existence of God's temple in their midst provides absolute assurance against disaster. The physical temple, those buildings that we erect in neighborhoods, those things cannot provide us resistance or shelter in the time of a disaster. They're just stones and bricks and plaster. But now, if this earthly house be dissolved, then we have another building not made with man's hand that is more eternal. And now we're looking at, we have the people at that time, and even now, have a misunderstanding of the sin of their sinful past and misplaced trust in a physical structure. We become more like pagans who believe that repeating certain words, vain repetition, or creating certain objects provides magical power. I think I'm saying the word right. You're making all these statues that you bow to, that you virtually worship. And God says to His people in the books of the law, thou shalt not make any graven images. Thou shalt not worship any graven images. And that's what these people are doing. The Judeans' trust is empty. But now look at verse 5. For if you thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, don't shed innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then I will cause you to dwell in this place. There's some things that we must put away from us. We must get those things out of our lives. We've been talking about justice, doing justice, and how God loves justice. But now if we're doing unjust things and we're oppressing our brothers and sisters because of their social and economic status, now we're in the wrong, because God is a God of equality. We're all in a human family. We're all a part of the human race. And so there should not be, there's no respect of persons. Let's leave it at that. There's no respect of persons. For if you thoroughly amend your ways, if you thoroughly, that means look at yourself, inventory time, it's checkup time. Look at yourself. Are you following after the righteousness of God? Or is it a self-righteousness? A deluded message, a deluded idea or ideology that you have that takes the sting out of truth. If you thoroughly amend your ways, go back and take a look at yourself. If we were to do a word search, the two-word phrase thoroughly amend in the original language is a single word meaning make good, that is repeated to emphasize that idea. Improve your ways and your actions. I can hear Father Charles C. Hayes of Chicago Cosmopolitan Church of Prayer in his affirmation or his declaration that he would say every Sunday, to change your attitude and your thinking, and you change your world, you change your life. You can change your situation. Thoroughly amend your ways. You can make it better. Start looking at the person in the mirror, the man, the woman, the boy, the girl, that husband, that wife, that brother, that sister, that father, that mother, that uncle, that on. Look in the mirror, and that's where your change begins. Thoroughly amend your ways. Make good your ways. Improve your ways and your actions, and God will allow you to remain in the place. If you thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, judgment is justice as God intends for it to be practiced among people. And He Himself is the model for such justice, because God demonstrates His just judgment in rescuing the Israelites from their unjust bondage in Egypt. Such an action calls for obedience, thankfulness, fairness, generosity, and humility on the part of those that are rescued. So as you are rescued, as we are rescued, let me say that, as we are rescued, then we must exercise obedience. Obey God. Obey God. Obey God's word. And then be thankful. Be thankful that you have been rescued out of peril, out of stagnation, out of bondage, out of degradation. Be thankful. And then when you are placed in a position to exercise fairness, to exercise justice, be fair. Be generous. Be generous in your affairs. Be generous with your attempts at redemption. I'm sure there's a better word, but that's what I'm going to stick with. And be humble. Be obedient. Be thankful. Be humble. Be fair. Be generous. Such are to be hallmarks of God's people, not interreliance on a physical structure. For if you oppress not the stranger, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless and the widow, exercise judgment. These are vulnerable people, the stranger, the person that does not have friends, the person that is not a resident. These are the strangers within the gate. These are the people who were not born saved. They were not born into holiness. They were not born into Christianity. They are the strangers within our gates. They are now coming over and looking at a glimpse of a new and living way. But if we're not fair toward them, if we're not obedient to God's word, thankful for his deliverance, we are not fair in our affairs and our dealings. If we don't generously show the love of God, the love of Christ, if we do not generously share the word of God with the stranger, if we are not humble, we're in trouble. God's liberation teaches that justice means fair, merciful, and respectful treatment for all. Society has a vulnerability, therefore, in need of the greatest protection in God's program. Shed not innocent blood in this place. Securing justice for the vulnerable causes us to renounce violence. No more violence. Shedding of innocent blood, which is murder, represents a complete denial of God's creation of humans in his image. This is not only physical murder, but this can be emotional and spiritual murder as well. Such violence is driven by radically selfish desires. Such violence is driven by radically selfish desires. It's selfish if you want to kill somebody. That means you don't want it. You may have a desire not to see anyone succeed over you. You don't want anyone to take your place. Don't want anyone to look better than you. You don't want to share. Think about when we were children and we had to share our toys. We had to share clothing. Had to share your food. Had to share your parents. Some of us did not want it at all, and we fought a tooth and nail. If we could get rid of that other person, oh my, we certainly would. Neither walk after other gods to your hurt. The list of transgressions ends with the problem of following other gods, which is prohibited in the first commandment. You find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. Idolatry is an affront. It's just the most damnable thing you can think of against God, against the nature of God. Because we are made in God's image. We are made to worship. We are made to glorify and to exalt God. But for us to take that and worship something that did not create us, that does not love us enough, that does not love us at all, that's us slapping God's face. Devotion to other gods becomes, in many cases, the justification for all kinds of crimes. Ultimately, the one harmed most by idolatry is the idol worshiper because of the eternal consequences. And as we come to, as we are getting closer and closer to the end of this week's lesson, it is an exposed injustice, verses 9 through 15, where the commandments are broken in verse 9. The temple is trusted in verses 10 and 11. And there is a lesson unlearned, verses 12 through 15. God's message was stern and uncompromising, yet Judah's failure, God's promise, was still in force to establish God's throne forever. You find that in 2 Samuel 7:16. Today we know that we have received the fulfillment of that promise in Jesus Christ. We also should realize that we have a clear responsibility. Hear me. You and I, brother and sister, we have a clear responsibility regarding how we are to live before God. You can't live any kind of way. You can't live loose. You can't live disrespectfully. You cannot live straddling the fence. You can't be on one side today and the other side tomorrow. You can't be hot. You cannot be cold. Followers of Christ, we are to promote God's justice. We are not to be hypocrites who worship God outwardly while plotting rebellion inwardly. Oh my, we are not to be hypocrites. And don't you know the world is looking at the righteous person? They're looking at the holy people of God, they're looking at God's church, and they are calling out the hypocrites. That's an indictment on us. That's an indictment on God's church. We should be very ashamed. Our worship should not just be outward, but it should be inward. We should not be plotting rebellion. We should be focused on God and nothing else. Here's a thought to remember. Know God's desires and do them. That's our lesson for the week. Stay tuned. We've got some announcements coming up.
My prayer is that you've been blessed by this radio ministry. And I want to hear from you this week. The email address, theempoweredandzone@gmail.com. That's the letter D, the letter M, Powered, M-E-N-T, zone@gmail.com. For more information about Empowerment Zone Ministries and Sunday School Live the Air, please visit the website, theempowermentzone.tripod.com. Again, that's the letter D, the letter M, Power, M-E-N-T, zone.tripod.com. And until next week, if you hear the theme, you'll know it's time for Sunday School on the Air. Again, I am your radio minister, Superintendent R.D. Vance, encouraging you to keep going and growing in God.